I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Tuesday, June 21st. We'll tell you what lawmakers are planning for today's public hearing about the Capitol riot and what former President Trump is now accusing the committee of doing. Also, the rare way a Russian journalist raised millions of dollars for Ukrainian child refugees. Plus, gas prices actually went down a little bit, but the trend is not expected to last. How SpaceX pulled off a historic triple header. And it's the first official day of summer. We'll tell you about those stories and more news to know coming up. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The January 6th committee is back with its fourth public hearing so far this month. Today, the lawmakers investigating the Capitol riot say they'll explain how former President Trump tried to pressure state officials to change the outcome of the 2020 election by rejecting the results from their own voters. And they say they have evidence Trump was personally involved with the scheme. Today's witnesses include Arizona's Republican House Speaker, Georgia's Republican Secretary of State, and more. Since both of them come from swing states that went for Biden in 2020, even though Trump's team challenged those results in those states. Basically, the committee is trying to prove that Trump would go to extremes to stay in office, even if it meant breaking the law and inciting a riot. Former President Trump is still saying he won the 2020 election, and he's attacking the January 6th committee. Just over the weekend, he called committee members liars and con artists and accused them of doctoring video and depositions, though he didn't give any evidence to prove that. Remember, lawmakers cannot charge Trump with any crimes, but the Justice Department is closely watching the committee's work to decide if criminal charges would be appropriate. Today's hearing starts at 1 p.m. Eastern time. Millions of Americans are headed back to the polls today for primaries and runoffs. The top watched primaries are in Virginia. Voters will be picking Republican nominees to take on Democrats trying to stay in the U.S. House, in what are considered to be two of the most highly competitive districts in the country. So come November, they could determine if the GOP regains control of Congress. Washington, D.C. also has primaries today. There, voters will decide whether to keep their mayor in office or not. On top of those, voters will return to the polls in Alabama, Arkansas, and Georgia a month after their primaries, since a few races were so close, they're headed to runoffs, where voters will choose their nominees for U.S. House and Senate. Sadly, authorities are investigating another mass shooting. This one happened during a free street festival in Washington, D.C. that was celebrating Juneteenth. A 15-year-old boy was shot and killed. Three other people, including a police officer, were also shot, but they're recovering in the hospital. At last check, police had not arrested anyone for this shooting, and it's still not clear what led to this gunfire. The Gun Violence Archive says the U.S. has recorded at least 277 mass shootings, which is defined as four or more people shot, so far this year. That's an average of 1.5 mass shootings every day. Congress is still discussing ways to crack down on the violence. Stay tuned. Ukraine is facing more setbacks as it keeps working to fight against a Russian invasion. Officials say Russia has been escalating its attacks the last couple of days and capturing new territory. This all comes ahead of the European Union summit happening later this week. Ukraine has been trying to become a member of the European Union, something Russia is adamantly against. So with that, Ukraine's president has been warning Russia might get more violent in the days leading up to the summit.
Well, now it seems that's exactly what's happening. One missile attack destroyed a food warehouse in southern Ukraine yesterday. Plus, officials say parts of eastern Ukraine are under heavy fire almost constantly, and that missiles are lined up in the Black Sea preparing for a massive launch. Ukrainian authorities say up to 200 of their soldiers are dying each day. Russia has kept quiet about its war casualties, but experts are saying there have been heavy losses on both sides. The U.S. and other Western nations have promised huge aid shipments, but Ukraine says they aren't getting there fast enough. And for now, they're not even close to being able to match Russia shot for shot. So the Ukrainians are asking for a lot more. To be continued. A Russian journalist put his Nobel Peace Prize on the auction block, hoping to sell it to raise money for Ukrainian child refugees. Well, that auction ended up bringing $103.5 million, shattering a record last night. Before this, the most ever paid for a Nobel Prize medal was $4.8 million. The Russian journalist behind the most recent sale worked for an independent newspaper that was critical of Russian President Putin and the war in Ukraine. And it was forced to shut down earlier this year after getting warnings from the government. Well, last night, the journalist said he never expected his auction to bring in so much money. All the proceeds have already gone directly to UNICEF in its efforts to help kids displaced by the war in Ukraine. The journalist has also personally donated $500,000 in cash to charity, and he's asking others to also donate what they can. All right, we have much more news for you still coming up. But first, let's take a quick break for our sponsor. There are at least two sides to every story, but if you want to hire great talent for your business faster, there's one way to do it. You need Indeed. Indeed is the number one job site in the world with more total visits than any other job site, according to ComScore. In fact, in this minute I've been talking to you, 16 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. Why? Because Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. You can find great talent faster through time-saving tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. I always appreciate tools that make my life easier and more efficient. And with Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed data in the U.S. So start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/newsworthy. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/newsworthy. Indeed.com/newsworthy. Terms and conditions apply. Pay per qualified applicant not available for all users. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Gas prices in the U.S. dipped down a little bit for the first time in a while. In fact, it was the first weekly drop in more than 2 months. And according to AAA, it sent the national average for a gallon of gas just below $5. So prices are still high, but it's at least a little relief from the recent peak. And while some analysts say prices could drop a bit more in the coming weeks, many say don't expect it to last. The summer travel season will bring even more demand, and prices will likely go back up. And in case you missed it, we talked all about gas prices, breaking down how they're set, why they've been so high lately, and how you can save some money at the pump in our special edition Saturday episode that ran over the weekend. It's still available a couple episodes back if you haven't listened just yet. Medicare's prescription drug program could save billions of dollars every year if it used a new pharmacy backed by tech entrepreneur and investor Mark Cuban. That's at least based on a new analysis. Researchers from Brigham and Women's Hospital, as well as Harvard Medical School, compared what the government program has paid for certain prescription drugs in the past to the cost of the same meds now available from the Cuban-backed online pharmacy called Cost Plus Drug. Cost Plus Drug just launched in January, and it has a pretty straightforward business model. The company buys generic drugs directly from the manufacturers, then resells them with a 15% markup, plus a $3 flat fee and $5 shipping fee. Though it does not sell brand names and it does not take insurance. Well, this study found Medicare paid more for dozens of generic prescription drugs than Cost Plus charges consumers and could have saved up to $3.6 billion over 1 year. Medicare is a government-run health insurance program for seniors, so of course it uses taxpayer dollars. But it's not allowed to buy medications directly from manufacturers. So researchers say this study shows the inefficiencies in the system and the need for policy reform and more transparency. But there were also limitations to this study. For example, it did not look at what to do with brand name drugs, and those are often the more expensive medications. Pet owners, you might want to check your bags of dog food. The brand Fresh Pet is recalling certain bags sold in a dozen states because they could be contaminated with salmonella.
They went out to more than 100 Walmart stores in Alabama and Georgia, plus they made it to some Target stores and other retailers in 10 other states. The food being recalled is Fresh Pet Select, fresh from the kitchen, home-cooked chicken recipe, and the sell-by date is October 29th of this year. So far, though, no illnesses linked to the recall have actually been reported. If you do have one of the affected bags, you can request a refund on the Fresh Pet website. SpaceX has made history once again. It accomplished 3 launches in just 36 hours over the weekend. That was the fastest sequence of 3 missions by any commercial launch company in history. The first one brought 53 Starlink internet satellites to space as part of its plan to bring internet service to even the most remote areas around the world. The second one launched a radar satellite for the German military. And the third launched a satellite for the American company Globalstar that works in voice and data services. Even before this trifecta, SpaceX has had a busy year. The company completed 26 launches so far in 2022. An additional 50-plus launches are expected by the end of the year. Today marks the first day of summer and the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. As of early this morning, it's the annual summer solstice. That's the moment when the Earth's tilt brings the North Pole closest to the sun, so the northernmost parts of the Arctic get 24 hours of daylight, and parts of the Antarctic will be in darkness for nearly the full day. Today, the continental U.S. will get 14 to 16 hours of daylight. Then, starting tomorrow, the days will start to shorten until the winter solstice in December, when we'll get the longest period of darkness. But for now, enjoy the sunshine. That's it for your main news today. So now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. But first, this podcast is sponsored by Rothy's. One of the things I love about my Rothy's shoes is their versatility. Rothy's work great with every outfit. I can put on my pointed toe black flats with yoga pants to walk around the block or grab a quick lunch, or wear my red Rothy's flats with jeans or dressier pants for a work conference or night out. Or I love wearing my Rothy's white lace-up sneakers for traveling and commuting because they make it easy to walk around the airport and keep my feet warm on the plane, all while allowing me to stay stylish on the go. And really, I can wear any of my Rothy's shoes in any of these scenarios and beyond. They're all comfortable, they're all cute, and they all bring me compliments almost every time I wear them. Plus, you know that I love Rothy's focus on sustainability. So, your new favorite shoes are waiting. Discover the versatile styles you can wear absolutely anywhere and get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's Rothys, rothys.com/newsworthy for $20 off your first order. rothys.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Trivia Tuesday. Today's trivia question is, how long do elephant pregnancies last? You can answer the question and play along with us over on Instagram. Find and follow us at NewsworthyPod. Look for the trivia quiz in our Instagram stories today. As for last week's trivia question, how many stripes are on the American flag? The answer is 13. The stripes represent the original 13 colonies, whereas the 50 stars represent the 50 states. But of course, it wasn't always like that. The 1777 original flag had 13 stars and 13 stripes because back then there were only the colonies. Every time a new state is added, a new flag is made. So overall, there have been 27 versions of the American flag. The current one is the only one to have lasted more than 50 years. Although everyone has been red, white, and blue, the colors have special meaning too. Red is meant to symbolize hardiness and valor. White symbolizes purity and innocence. And blue represents vigilance, perseverance, and justice. Last Tuesday was Flag Day. All right, thank you so much for listening today. If you find the Newsworthy helpful to your everyday life, we always appreciate it if you share it with others. And of course, a big thank you to our Newsworthy insiders for all of your support. We'll be back with another news roundup tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.